Now, some advice about one of those medical emergencies we all hope will never happen, becoming very ill on an airplane. Douglas Camero is a family physician and former assistant surgeon general, and he tells this story of a sick man, a vial of insulin, and a few ounces of orange juice.
Have you ever been on a flight when they asked if there was a doctor on board? I have, and I've volunteered to help out several times. On one flight, I was taken to see a young man who seemed drowsy and couldn't focus. What's wrong? No response. Do you have any medical problems? No response. Do you take any medicines? No response. Luckily, his traveling companion gave us an important clue. The passenger had diabetes. His seatmate had found a vial of insulin and a syringe in the passenger's travel bag and was urging the crew and me to administer it. That would have been a big mistake. Maybe even a fatal one. The standard treatment for unresponsive patients with diabetes is to give them something with glucose in it first, to see if their problem is low blood sugar. If their blood sugar is low, the glucose will help. If it's too high, a little more glucose won't hurt much. But the opposite isn't true. If a patient's blood sugar is already low because of too much diabetes medicine or insulin, then a further shot of insulin could lead to hypoglycemic coma or even death. So it was with some conviction that I said something like, "Hold it. Put the insulin away, and let's try some orange juice first." It worked. After a while, the patient woke up and felt better. It turned out that he'd taken some insulin just before the flight, anticipating a meal that hadn't come soon enough. Serious in-flight medical events are uncommon, happening to about 1 in 30 or 40,000 passengers. But because there's so many people flying these days, they actually happen somewhere several times every day. Some of them are new problems, like fainting when standing up after sitting too long, or nausea and vomiting. But most are problems related to existing conditions, like my patient's diabetes, or more commonly, heart or lung diseases. Often problems arise because needed medicines have been checked in baggage instead of carried on the flight. For serious problems, flight attendants are trained in CPR. And they know how to use portable cardiac defibrillators, which are now carried on all flights. There's also a complete medical kit on board with equipment and common oral and intravenous medications. It can be opened and used under the supervision of a medical professional. It turns out that, by chance, between a half and three-quarters of all flights have a doctor, nurse, or paramedic on board. If they volunteer, they're asked to assess the problem and stabilize the affected passenger. Occasionally, they advise the pilot about whether the flight needs to be diverted. They can also consult by radio with medical staff on the ground who are on call for such events. Bottom line, these are rare events. But people with chronic medical conditions should always fly with their medicines in their carry-on bags, and when possible, with a companion who knows their medical history. If you're flying alone, make sure you're wearing one of those medical ID bracelets. You never know when you're going to need to depend on the kindness and skills of a stranger.
Family physician Douglas Camero is a former assistant surgeon general. He lives in Maryland.